Good day, good people. This is the Voice of America podcast. I am Derek Thomas, and I am sharing with you prophetic insights gained and captured from the heart of the Father in the presence of the Lord. Today's word has to do with idleness. Idleness of hands, idleness of feet, an idle mouth, an idle thought life, an idle heart will kill you. And the Father says idleness is a transitory word. It denotes stillness, non-movement. Everything can be firing and ready to go, but you're just sitting there motionless. Your heart, your mind are firing on all cylinders, but there you sit. When you hear teaching and do nothing with it, you are in essence turning the keys to the ignition. You are equipped and everything within you is ready to move, but you haven't taken your car out of park. You haven't taken your life out of park, and you haven't begun to move to accelerate. At times you can be in drive, but keeping your foot on the brake, still sitting idle. Still idling in life. For the lack of movement will cause your life to war within itself. You have all this readiness and preparedness, but no action. Wheels aren't rolling. It can become very frustrating, a very frustrating life, to be aware that you are equipped, ready, and able, but nobody will give you a chance to get out of the idle mode and demonstrate what you can do and achieve. You're like a car with all of the horsepower in the engine, but no action. And the Father says to you today that today I am calling you out of the parking lot and into the street. I am pushing you out of park, and you must now hit the gas pedal and accelerate. Acceleration in all things is upon you. It's right now. Acceleration is right now. But you must hit the gas pedal and come out of idle. I am the Father, and I am taking you from idleness to accomplishment. And the areas of your life that have been stalled, that have been halted, that have set up on blocks and have waited for repair and for restoration are being called out into an active state of motion. Proverbs 19:15 says, "Slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger." And the Father says, part two for your life is to put motion, action to what the Father has placed in your hand, in your mouth, under your feet. There is no working from heaven without a working in the earth. Psalms 1. Verse 3, part B, in all that he does, he prospers. The Father is saying, today you move from idleness to doing. Hit the accelerator and accelerate your life. Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. The goal is to let Holy Spirit lead you to the goal while you put the accelerator under your foot and the steering wheel in your hand and the word of the Lord in your mouth. Steady forward motion, confession, giving and tithing, diligence, the presence of the Lord and seeking the kingdom first will keep your life in an accelerated state. God bless you.